Hey there, this is Allie reporting on day 3, Yukon Quest 2020. Oh my goodness, what a full day. So it all started early in the morning when Carolyn arrived at the central checkpoint. 11 dogs and one tired musher. She had just finished climbing the second of two enormous mountains, and that was Eagle Summit, and then coming down the other side and coming into Central. So she was tired, but she was so excited to get up over the Eagle Summit. Her 11 dogs look good. She still has Mismo and Junior in lead. So those two fantastic dogs drug her completely over both mountains and down the other side. Since they've all worked so incredibly hard, we decided that maybe she ought to rest a little bit more, so she slept for several hours before getting up and feeding them again, and then we were all there to see her depart. Oh gosh, it was about 7:30 in the morning. Then at the same time, or actually a couple hours before, Alan was trotting down Birch Creek, which of course is past the central checkpoint, and he came into Circle Checkpoint up on the Yukon River at about 5:30 in the morning. So the other part of the SP Kennel Handler crew, Patty and Bridget, were there to welcome him. They took some videos. I think those were posted on the website. But all of this was happening at pretty much the same time in two different checkpoints. So you can see why we need quite a few people to help us out here. Anyway, Allie and Ryan, after Carolyn departed, tucked tail and headed in the truck all the way up to Circle so that they could see Alan off on his departure from Circle Checkpoint at about 10:30 in the morning. They were lucky to arrive there about 15 or 20 minutes before he and 14 dogs departed. It's kind of neat because Allie hadn't seen him in quite a few miles since Two Rivers Checkpoint when it was 42 below. So it was really good to see him and the dogs. It looks like some of the dogs are in the same spots in the team. He has moved up, changed up a little. I see that he put Chipper in swing, and that's not surprising at all because that little gal, she ends up, as the race continues, getting more and more sassy. So I wouldn't be surprised if she kind of finishes out farther and farther up in the team. Anyway, after that, Alan leaving Circle and Carolyn not quite into Circle, we decided to do a major shift in the SP Kennel handling teams, and that is that Bridget needed to head back to Fairbanks to kind of check on the family and repack things, and Allie needed to head back into Fairbanks. So actually Patty drove Bridget about almost all the way back to Fairbanks. Allie drove one of the big dog trucks because Bridget and Allie are headed to Dawson later tonight or early tomorrow morning. This was all going fine and dandy because we left our reliable handling crew up in Circle for Carolyn's arrival, which is very soon this evening, and that's Ryan, John, and Lisa. There was only one hiccup in this whole endeavor, and that was that I, Allie, left my passport and some of the Yukon Quest 300 dog rabies and data sheets in the F-150 dog truck. So all of a sudden, we realized that this wasn't going to work. I needed to get through the border. So, by golly, Patty thought her day was done, and Lisa thought she was going to stay up in Circle and perhaps catch a few Z's, but that wasn't so. Both of them had to put another few hours on their vehicles as Lisa drove south, about 80 miles south, and Patty drove north, about 80 miles north, and they handed the passport off there. So thank you very much. We all have hiccups in our strategies and our schedules, and apparently I do as well. Anyway, we're off to Dawson tonight, and what more could possibly happen? Let's just keep our fingers crossed that Bridget remembers her passport. All right, signing off, day 3, Yukon Quest 2020.